Parshas Vayikra, to us Torah's Kohanim, primarily deals with Korbanos. And the Korbanos, of course, is something that we don't bring Bizman Hazeh. So we try to glean messages from Vayikra that perhaps could be relevant for us Bizman Hazeh. So the pasuk begins, Vayikra al Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem, A love me all moed lemor. Daber el bnei Yisrael v'amarta lehem adam ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem. Min habehema min habakum meratzon tafivu es korbancha. So the question that Mefarshim deal with is, what is this word adam? What is the lashon adam? Adam, man, Adam, Arishon. What's the meaning of this toar that a person, a human being, is called an Adam? That's the essence, Adam. Rashi quotes, Lam nemar, ma Adam Arishon, lo hikriv min hagezel, shakol hayashalo, avatem lo sakrivu min hagezel. That just like Adam, when he was alive, there was no other person there, so everything was his. So he wasn't makriv min hagezel. So when you bring a korban, it shouldn't be stolen. So Adam is a remez to Adam Harishon. However, there could be other understanding of what this toar of Adam is. As far as the Zohar makes an interesting comment, and he says on page 7, Chazbahu Yomid Ishtakal Be Mashkino, the day that the Mishkan was established, Kutche Brichu Hava Akdim Vishari Be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests his presence there. Miyad Vayikra El Moshe Vaidaber Hashem Elov Me'ol Moed Leimor. And what does he tell them? V'od olei dezimni Yisrael lemechav kamei u'mishkana hayol moed bechovayu v'lo yizkayim biyadayim. That he tells them from the get-go, from day one, says the perish yidid nefesh, v'hodiya lo she'asidim Yisrael lachto lefanov v'sheyismashkein hayol moed bechatoyim v'lo yizkayim biyadayim. That he tells them, Zohar says, that the oil mold is going to be taken from them. All moed will be taken. So may all moed means sometimes the all moed will be taken from them. There will be a korban. And then he says, "Hadol tzivay deva shem elav may all moed leimor. My may all moed me iske oil moed the zimdin mishkana bechavayu." That he spoke to them regarding oil moed, and what did he tell them? He told them that sometimes it's going to be taken away, v'lo yiskayim b'kiyume. And what's the remedy? Aval asvasu lahai. What's the refuah? Adam ki yakiv mikem korban l'Hashem. Harei l'cha korbanim da'agin al kolom. That the korbanos are going to be megin. But it's strange. What is this that he's telling them right away that korbanos, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, that the Mishkan is going to be taken away? and the Karbanos is the protection. And the Baba Rebbe on page 14 in the Kerem Shlomo on the left side asks, what's Pshat in the Zohar? If the Beis HaMishkan is going to be taken away, so then there's not going to be Karbanos. So does the Zohar mean to say that it'll be taken? Because he's saying like as an affirmative, the Beis HaMikdash will be taken away, and so then what? So bring Karbanos. But it's going to be taken away, so they're not going to be Karbanos. So what does that mean? What is that whole idea? Well, so Rabosai, there is a interesting pshat from the Magid of Mezrich in what the word Adam means. And he explains the following. The Pasuk says in Kedoshim on page 9, Lo sochul al Adam. This is one of the lavim in the Torah. And literally what it means is that when you have a korban and you shecht the korban, so you can't eat, the kohen or whoever's going to eat the korban can't eat it until the blood is put on the mizbeach. So lo sochul adam means don't eat the korban before the blood was put on the mizbeach. However, the Gemara in Brachos says a different pshat on page 10. Vamar Rabbi Yitzchak, Vamar Rabbi Yosef Rechanin, Mishim Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, might have seen Lo Sochlu Adam, Lo Sochlu Kodim Shetispalu Al Dimchem. Don't eat. Lo Sochlu Adam means don't eat. This is the Isser of eating before davening. Don't eat before you pray about your blood. Meaning, don't eat before you daven, and davening is you're praying about your life. So, lo sochlu kodim shetispalu al dimchem. Lo sochlu adam, lo sochlu kodim shetispalu al dimchem. So, the Magid of Mezrich on page 11 says a fascinating pshat. He says, what does the word Adam mean? Four lines. Lo yochel Adam achis palo, lo sochel Adam perish. Fourth line. Dechsiv ki nefesh kol basa dobu benafsho. That a person, the essence of a person is the dam. Right? The famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. If you take dam on Shabbos, you violate letilus neshama. Because ki adam hu nefesh. That's the essence of a person. So really, a person is called what? Should be called dam, not adam. Dam, blood, dam or nefesh. So what's adam? What's the aleph? So the aleph is alufo shel olam, the ribono shel olam, the general of the world, alufo shel olam. And basically, what Adam means is when the person is the Dam, and Aleph is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Alufo Shel Olam, and to make yourself into an Adam, the idea is to link up the Aleph with the Dam, to make that relationship between you and the Ribono Shel Olam, and then it comes, the Aleph and the Dam come together, and that's what Adam is. And how do you do it? Tefillah. When you daven to Hashem, you're making that, you have the dialogue. You're having that relationship. So says the Magid of Mitzvahs, that's Pshat Lo Sochlu Adam. Don't eat, because before you daven every morning, you're not Adam, you're Dam, because you didn't make that connection yet. So Lo Sochlu Adam means don't daven when what? When you're still Dam and you're not Adam. And that's what it means. And the Noam Megadim writes that that's pshat, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban Lashem. Because korban Lashem is not only a korban, but it's also tefillah, because that's what the Baba Rebbe says pshat in the Zohar, is that the Zohar is speaking about the korban abayis. So tefillah is welcome korbanos. So Adam ki yakriv mikem korban means if you want to be an Adam, you have to have that connection between the Aleph and the Dam. You have to have that connection. And once you have that connection, then what? Then it's Adam. So when do you become Adam? Ki yakriv mikem korban Lashem. When you daven, then you have that what? That connection between Dam and the Aleph. Aleph is Alufu Shal Olam, it's Ribo Shal Olam. And Lo Sochul Adam means don't eat before you become an Adam. Because when you daven, then you mechaber the Dam to the Aleph. And that's why the pasuk says Adam ki yakriv mikem. Why is it Lashon Adam bafke by korban? Because korban is the relationship, is the kirva, is the tefila b'makom korban. So when do you get the status of Adam? Is when you have that relationship, that dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Baba Rebbe explains and works in well on page 14 and 15 with the Zohar. Because the Zohar is speaking about Achar HaKorban. So what's the Korban that it's referring to? So it must be that the Korban is referring to is Tefillah. And that's what it means, Lamor, to speak it out. Lamor. So you see in Gvaldi Yisod that the Hiskarvus that you get to the Ribbono Shel Olam with the Aleph and the Dam is through Tefillah. And that is true about any relationship. A person wants to have a relationship with a friend, with a person he's dating, with anybody, it's through a dialogue, through open communication. That's how you have that chibur. That's how you have that chibur. So dafka, in the parsha of Korban, which is the parsha of Tefillah, does a person get that status of Adam? Because Adam means person is the Dam, Adam ki nefesh. And the Aleph is the Ribbono Shel Olam, Alufo Shel Olam. And the idea is to be Mechaber, the Aleph and the Dam. And that's what the Mezrich says. Lo Sochul Adam means that you shouldn't daven before you made that Chibur between the Dam and the Aleph. Because before you daven, you're just Dam. You didn't bring the Ribbono Shel Olam yet into your world. Every morning, you start off with Dam, you daven, now you're an Adam. And then the big Yisod also, Pasuk in Vayeschanan, on page 16, but going over to 17. Advekim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayoyim. That it's important to realize that the dveikus that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam brings us chiyus. So what does this mean? So the Rechaim HaKadosh, on page 17, I didn't bracket it, but it's the Dibra Maskel Advekim, explains based on the Rambam and the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos on page 18, on Lamed Hayamid Beis, speaks about erasing Shem Hashem. That a person is not allowed to erase Shem Hashem. If you erase Shem Hashem, that's a lav in the Torah. So the question is, what about the prefixes and the suffixes of Shem Hashem? Like it says, Be'lokim. So the Be's, are you allowed to erase? Or Elokechem, the Chaf and the Mem, are you allowed to erase? That's the question. So the Gemara has the Machloikas. Tanu Rabbanan. Kol HaTofel L'Shem Be'im Milfonov Be'im Milacharav Ha'yreiz and Nimcha. So one opinion says that you can erase the prefixes and the suffixes. Keitzad Lashem, Lamed Nimcha. Bashem, Beis Nimcha. Vashem, Vav Nimcha. Me Hashem, Mem Nimcha. She Hashem, Shin Nimcha. Ha Elokim, Hei Nimcha. Ka Elokim, Kechof Nimcha. Lacharav, Elokei Nu. The Nun
Elokeichem. Achem lorim, and that's how the Rambam passes. La'acharav einu nimchak shekvar kitchu Hashem.
That he makes a distinction between prefixes and suffixes. That's how the Rambam passes. That page 19.
Kol anitva l'shem milafanav mutar l'mochkom.
That prefixes you could erase. That when it says Beilokim, you could erase the base. But if it says Elokeichem, the Chof Mem, you can't erase. So Nitfal Lefanov, you could erase. Acharv, you can't. What's the idea? The idea being, as we'll see in the Archaim HaKadosh, that whenever you put something before Shem Hashem, he put it, it's more important before, that doesn't have Kedusha. But if Hashem comes first, and then everything is subordinate to that, in other words, you make your schedule of your life around the Ruchniyat's pursuits, then everything else has Kedusha as well. So the Beis of Elokim, that's before Shem Hashem, no Kedusha. The Chof Mem of the Elokeichem, that has Kedusha. And that's what the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says on page 16. V'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem. Yeah, I'm sorry, on page 17. V'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem. Yisbo'er al pi mashakosav Rambam. Perek Vav mihilchus Yisod HaTorah. That Zayin Shemus Shem Avay Kol Molchek Afil Osachas Zayin Shemus Ein Lomokek Kol Nitzvah L'Shem Mil Fun of Mutol Lomochom Mel Acharav You Can't. Tuma Shitzkavim Lomar Mehem B'Mamar Hadvekim Hashem Perush Lufish Hashem Zehem Yuchad Shem Avay Ein Os Nidbekes Nismechus Maalav El Afar. So he says that's Pshat Vatem Hadvekim, that the Dvekes that we have with Hashem should be what? Elokeichem. It should be that Hashem is first and Chof Mem is afterwards. That's the type of dveikus that we have. And that's pshat in the Magid of Mezrich. Because what's Adam? It's with the Avok Hashem, but what comes first? The Aleph comes first. The Aleph is Alufo Shalolam. And then we have the Dalad Mem, we have the Dam. And it's interesting that the Shalom HaKadosh also has this Yisod on page 21. That the Aleph is also, he says in a little bit different way. Because, we'll take a look in Bereishis on page 24. Vayasa Hashem Elokim la'adam u'ishto kosnos or vayalbishim. Hashem made leather clothing for Adam. But the Medrash says an unbelievable thing, that Reb Meir, I guess in the side of his chumash, he said no, or shouldn't be spelled Ayin Vav Resh, but or Aleph Vav Resh. And what's the idea? The idea, as the Mefarshim explain, is that really the physical part of man really is supposed to be subordinate to his neshama. So if it is, then that's or with an Aleph, because or is light. That means that his physicality is light. If it's not, if he doesn't have that midah, then he's left with an or with an ayin, which just means skin, physicality, without the spirituality. So if a man keeps his physical being in a spiritual realm, in other words, He keeps the Torah, he eats what's proper, he follows the mitzvahs. So then, for him, his body is or, with an aleph. And that's what Adam means. Adam means that he's dam, he's physicality, but it's elevated to the aleph of the or. or like the Magen of Mezrich said, the Oros Shel Olam. But the point being is, like the Magen of Mezrich explained, and the Noam Megadim explained as well, is that through Korbanos, or through Tefillah, that's the Chibur. Because why is it called Tefillah, as the Noam Megadim says, from Lashon Wat? Naftuli Elokim Niftalti. Not Naftali. Naftali is what? Chibur. We're Mechubur together. And that's what the Noam Megadim on page 12, second column says. Chibur. And through Tefillah, that you get the Chibur with Hashem. So that's what the Magen of Mezrich says. Lo sochlu al hadam means don't eat before you become an Adam, when you're still dam. Because you become an Adam only after you daven, because you put the Aleph together with the dam. The Aleph, the Ribono Shalom, the Lufo Shalom with the dam. And that's how a person has a relationship with Ribono Shalom, is through Tefillah. And as I said, it's not only with the Ribon Shalom. If you want to have a relationship with a Rebbe, you want to have a relationship with a friend, it's through Tefillah. What do you mean? So Tefillah is Ribon Shalom. With a friend, a Rebbe means to speak, to have a dialogue, to have that communication, to have that openness with each other. And that's Bez Hashem, when you date and you start to see how a relationship progresses, it's only because the two people are comfortable speaking to each other. Or else if they're not, and they don't have that dialogue, then the relationship doesn't progress, and then they don't get anywhere. So that's a yisod, that the just like the relationship we have with the Ribono Shel Olam is that we become adam through davening, where a person is dam, hadam ki anefesh. That's the person. Aleph is alufo shel olam, and when you daven, you become the dam with the aleph. You become adam. Adam ki yakriv mikem korban, as the Baba Rebbe said, korban is tefillah. Not only Korban, it's Tefillah. And that's the pasuk, the last page here in Tehillim. Vani kirvas alokim li tov. That a person is supposed to say, kirvas alokim li tov. I want to get close to Ribono Shel Olam. That means you daven, you speak, you have that dialogue. And again, this is something that carries on to all parts of life. That when you have that proper dialogue, you have that proper relationship, that's become Adam. And the Divrei Chaim quotes a famous word from the Shalah on page 13, the second arrow, third column. Is Adam is also Lashon Adam Ele Elyon. Adam is Lashon Adam Ele Elyon. I'm going to be similar to the Ribono Shel Olam, that I'm going to try to take myself and put myself into a spiritual realm and not just a physical realm. But a lot of times people put barriers between them and the Ribono Shel Olam, or between them and their spouse, or between them and their friend, because they don't speak it out. Something's bothering them and they don't speak it out. I quoted my sefer from Rav Yonis and Eibschitz, that the whole story with Yosef and the brothers, what's the whole one problem? Lo yochlu dabar l'shalom. They weren't able to communicate. If they weren't able, lo yochlu dabar l'shalom, that was the whole rift, and everything, all the sin and everything. So that's, and that, Rabosai, is the ikar of why a person, I say this many times, why do you come to yeshiva? Today, especially, you have online, you can get every shiur you want online. So you can go wherever you want, and then you can get the same shiur. Just listen online. So what's the point? So the point is, but you don't get the relationship. You don't get the closeness, the kesher. That you only get with a live communication. Live communication, then you get the kesher. But if it's not alive, we even saw at Hilchos Shechianu, the Rashba writes, if you just had a pen pal who you never met, and then you met him the first time, you don't make a Shechianu, right? It was just a pen pal. But if it was somebody that you had a live relationship, and then you parted ways, then you came back, then you would, right? Right? We saw that? The Tshuvas and Rashba? I'm quoting Shulchan Aruch. Because, especially, we have to be zoris in this, especially in the age of technology, where everything is like email and this and that, and it's very less personalized, you have to realize that that's missing the point. that there's nothing that can substitute their live interaction in a base medrash with a chavrusa, with a rebbe, talking, saying over things, and having that interaction. And that's what makes you an adam. That's what makes you into a real person, is that relationship, the dam with the alufa shalolam. And the alufa shalolam can mean the ribbono shalolam, it can mean your rebbe, it can mean your friend, whoever you want to bring into your life, and to make that kesher. And the kesher is through tefillah, and by your friend, it's not tefillah, you don't daven to your friend, but it means, tefillah means a dialogue, talking. Adam ki yakriv mikem. You only become an Adam when you bring a korban Lashem, which according to the Zohar, the Zubav of Rebbe explains, it means tefillah, because the Zohar explains that this pasuk is referring to that Hashem says there's going to be a korban, and after the korban, you still have to keep close with tefillah. So that's the dialogue, and that's the yisod. A person can go through the yeshiva career. And then he can learn a lot. He did learn. He didn't learn. But the key is, in the end of the day, does he have a connection? Does he have chaverim to connect to? Does he have a rebbe to connect to? And that's, besides the learning, that's the measure of the success, of the experience. You still want to keep, even if he's out of yeshiva, you still want to call, you still want to have a connection, you still have a relationship. Relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, relationship with the rebbe, relationship with your friends. And that you only get through a live relation. That's why when guys go to Eretz Yisrael to learn, it's much less pressure. They have much more time to create relationships and spend time with people. And once you get here and you're much more pressured, it's harder. But you shouldn't lose that important. And that's what makes you from Adam to Adam. So Sochul Adam means don't daven before you become, when you're still dam. When you didn't daven yet, you didn't bring the alufa shalolam into your life yet, and you didn't become from dam to adam. Lo sochol adam, don't eat while you're still dam until you're adam. Well, that's the big yisod, again, with your relationship with the ribbono shalolam, relationship with your rebbe, and Bez Hashem, each one in his time when he starts dating, that's the big yisod in dating, in relationships, is to be able to. In other words, people want to know. They went on a certain amount of dates. Is it progressing or is it not progressing? And one of the major things is are people able to communicate? Are they able to have a dialogue with each other? Are they able to understand each other? And that's a big yisod. That communication, and that brings the alufo shalolam, whether it's the ribbono shalolam, whether alufo shalolam means your wife-to-be, whether it means your friend, your rebbe, whatever it is, you mischaber it. And you always, like the Ramban says, you always, whenever you speak to somebody, the Ramban writes in the Igeres HaRamban, you always put them on the pedestal. You always look up to the person you're speaking to. You never speak down to anybody. So just like the Ribbono Shel Olam is first, the Aleph is before the Dalet Mem, so whoever you have that dialogue with, you always speak to him as he's the higher person. And Atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem, the Dvekis always has to be that Hashem Elokeichem, that the Elokeichem is, the Hashem is first, and then the Chof Mem is afterwards. Then the Chof Mem gets Kedusha also. But if you have a relationship of Beilokim, the Beis doesn't have any Kedusha. You can erase the Beis. By Beilokechim, the Chof Mem, the suffixes have Kedusha, prefixes don't have Kedusha. That's how we paskin. And that's why we say it. The Archaim HaKadosh says, Atem Advekim Hashem Elokechem, that our relationship should be like a suffix to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is the first, He comes first, he's the Aleph, Alufo Shel Olam, and then the Dalet Mem. And that, Bez Hashem, should bring an or to our lives, that we shouldn't just be a skin or with an ayin. But Rav Meir said, really, the or was supposed to be Aleph. It's just, if you're not Zoche, you're not on the Madrega, then the or becomes ayin. And that's how we begin. Parshas Korbanos is the Parsha of coming close, of what it says in Tehillim. Page 26. Vani kirvas alokim li tov. That kirvas alokim, that close relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's what's good for me. And Bez Hashem, we should all be zochen in every way to have relationships, meaningful relationships with Rebbe, with friends, with your spouse Bez Hashem, with whoever you're dating Bez Hashem, and it should be kesher shel kayama, and it should be meaningful. for everybody.
Is that why
Vayikar
Aleph should be
dear to you, the Aleph? That what? Vayikar
Aleph,
Aleph
should be
dear to you. Oh, okay. Very good. Very good.